Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our most pressing needs and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children have learned to go to the Bible to learn from these great people in their lives. Now, these stories, most of our stories are taken from the Revised Standard Version of the Bible unless otherwise indicated. Please listen and then go to your Bible and read to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word.
The Battle of Kings. When Lot chose the best land and moved close to Sodom, he didn't know he was getting close to trouble. There was war in the land nearby. Four kings from the east with their armies came and fought against five kings in the country where Lot lived. The kings and armies from the east won the battle over the five kings and treated them badly for 12 years. The frightened people, who had given up at first, finally decided they didn't want that kind of trouble anymore. They didn't want to serve the kings from the east, so they decided to fight back. The king of Sodom and four other kings marched out to fight against the four kings from the east. They met for battle, but the king of Sodom and his group lost the battle. Some were killed, some fell into slime pits, and some ran to the mountains. So the four kings captured Sodom and the other towns again. Their soldiers crowded the streets and pushed their way into the houses and took everything they could carry away. They captured some mothers, fathers, and children. Lot was captured. One person who knew Abram and Lot escaped. He could not telephone Abram or send a letter as we can today. He went as fast as he could until he came to where Abram lived. He told Abram the bad news about Lot. Abram felt so sad. He loved Lot and wanted to save him. Abram had 318 strong men working for him who were trained to be soldiers. In those days, a mean king could bring his army to fight you at any time just to steal your gold or silver, or your servants and animals. So Abram had trained the men who took care of his herds. Now Abram gathered them together and told them to come with him in search of the four kings who had the prisoners. They came upon the army in the night. They attacked them from all sides. It worked well. The enemies lay asleep. When Abram and his men rushed upon the enemies, they became very frightened. The enemy thought a large, great army had come to fight them, and they were not prepared for battle. They ran from Abram's men and left their stolen goods, tents, and prisoners. So Abram found Lot and brought him back alive. Melchizedek, the king of Salem, who was a high priest of God, came out and brought food and drink to Abram's tired men. He gave his blessing to Abram. Blessed be Abram by God Most High, maker of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. News travels fast. Soon the king of Sodom came out to Abram. He told Abram to keep everything he had captured as a reward, but to let the prisoners go to their homes in Sodom. But Abram said, I have promised the Lord God that I will take none of the goods, not even a thread or a shoelace. I do not want you to say, I made Abram rich. All I want is the food my men have eaten and what belongs to them. So all the people and the things they owned were returned. After it was all over and Abram was at home, God talked with Abram again and told him not to worry or be afraid. God promised to protect Abram and take care of him.
Message.